I'm Eleanor Kinnear, Family Minister for New Life Christian Church. Not only have I been blessed with three wonderful children, ages 23, 12, and 11, but I'm blessed to be able to share in the growth and development of your child and family. I have the honor to partner with you to help your children discover Christ, develop a meaningful relationship with Him, and share the good news of God's love with the world around them. Our role in children's and family ministry is to encourage Christ-centered families, to support your family and help it thrive in today's challenging environment. Let's face it, in our fast-paced culture, we are easily distracted from God's plan for our families and our number one role as parents. Families were God's idea beginning in Genesis. God created man, and then in Genesis 2:18, the Lord says, "It's not good for man to be alone. I'll create a helper suitable for him." And He blessed them and then said, "Be fruitful and increase in number." And He spoke prophetically of salvation that would come through the seed of a woman. Later, after the flood, He reiterated His plan to Noah and his sons, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." God continued His plan when in Genesis 21, He chose Abraham and miraculously gave him a son in his old age. From the beginning, we were called to be the hands and feet of the Savior to come and raise generations of children who would honor God and share His love, so everyone would come to know Him and glorify Him. God's plan for parents is that we would take responsibility for the spiritual development of our children. 1 Samuel 1:27 through 28 says, "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord, for his whole life will be given over to the Lord." Many families today are in trouble because they haven't put Christ at the center of their lives. They haven't accepted the responsibility of teaching their children about their Creator and fostering the relationship between them. Often you'll hear parents say, "I'm not going to force my children to go to church or read the Bible. When they're old enough, they can decide for themselves what they want to believe." By then, it's too late, and that lack of spiritual grounding is attacking the health of families today. So here are a few things to remember in the midst of day-to-day trials, joys, turmoil, and struggles. Number one, trust God. Remember, He is writing your story, the story of your family, the story of your children's lives. Your parenting success has nothing to do with your child's career choice, financial success, or happiness, and everything to do with their spiritual health. God already has a plan for your children. He knows the people that they will become and the paths that they will walk through the joys and the hardships they endure. Our job as parents is to guide, teach, inspire, and motivate our children to develop a deep, meaningful relationship with the one who knows their journey, their purpose, and their path. By taking responsibility for the spiritual development of our children, we help them understand that it's through their personal relationship with Jesus Christ that He will reveal Himself to them and His will for their lives. They'll learn to trust Him by modeling your trust in Him as you share with your children how God is working in your lives and the life of your family. Let them see your weaknesses, struggles, and spiritual growth. Be assured that with Christ, your children and your family will be powerful against whatever life throws at you. God is right there. Even if your children fall off the path, which, let's face it, happens to all of us, God will be with them in every circumstance and challenge to bring them back to His plan for their lives. Our trust needs to be in God to do great things in our children's lives. In Isaiah 44:1 through 5, we read, "I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." So does that mean as parents we just sit back and enjoy the ride? Absolutely not. We still have a big job as parents, but take comfort knowing that God is in control. When we consider and trust that God is on His throne and we raise our children to trust in Him as well, our prayers for our children may even be different. Rather than praying that your child becomes a dentist or lawyer, you may pray instead that God reveals His plan for his or her life and that she will be open to receive His leading to fulfill God's will. The same is true for your family. Seek out His purpose for your family and live daily to honor Him. The second point, remember, your family began with the two of you, husband and wife, creating one union as God designed. Psalm 127, 3 through 5 says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." And they are. But the two of you are the nucleus of your family. Your children are wonderful, amazing, awesome, as Brett said, addition to your home. But remember, they are not the family. In Raising Kids God's Way, a parenting class New Life offers regularly, The author notes you'll never be a better parent than you are a spouse. That comes first. Sadly, 8.8 years is the average length of an American marriage today. Don't sacrifice your marriage on the altar of parenting. Children need the security of a mother and father who love each other and teach and model for them a healthy husband and wife relationship, complete with ups and downs of day-to-day life. Times will get tough in your marriage, especially with the demands of a new baby and added family responsibilities, but fight for your marriage, trust God, and remember His promise to prosper you and your family if you have faith. Third, you are the parents. Under God's hierarchy for families and His authority, you are in charge. God made us leaders over our children so that we can encourage them, guide them, teach them, and yes, discipline them as our Heavenly Father disciplines us even as adults and parents. But you have the years of experience and wisdom. Use it. You are not doing your children a favor by saving them from the consequences of life and bad choices. Often we want to give our children everything. As George Barna said, we strive to give our children all of the advantages the world has to offer and motivate them to make the most of available opportunities and resources. But unless their spiritual life is prioritized and nurtured, they will miss out on much of the meaning, purpose, and joy of life. Be intentional about teaching your children about Christ and right living, rather than leaving it to chance or to the church. You are their parents. Don't leave your children defenseless against an antichrist society. There are lots of things in the world today that will influence your children. School, the media, their friends, video games. But you have the responsibility to teach them the truth and protect them just as you do when you strap them in their car seats or hold their hands when they cross the street. Teach them discernment, to explore and to learn about the world around them, but not to accept everything the world tells them as truth. The Bible is the only truth. Teach them about sin and grace and reconciliation through your daily living. As Brett referenced, Deuteronomy 6:7, speaking about God's commandments, impress them on your children. Talk with them when you sit down at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. You are the parents and your children have been entrusted to you by God. Don't leave their eternity to chance. Lead them. Lastly, fight for your child's heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. It's hard to believe when you look at that sweet little baby that you'll ever be disciplining him. Just wait. But by teaching them biblical principles to live by and developing their character, not just good behaviors, your job will be much simpler. They'll learn the why behind the rule that is predictable and consistent because it comes from the Bible. For example, the Bible teaches children to honor their mothers and fathers, and learning that at an early age, hiding that word in their heart. They won't want to dishonor you by talking back or not following instructions. It sounds easy, and it can be, but it's a long-term process, and lots of things will be working against you. Fight. Fight for your child's heart and win them for Christ. So just by participating in this Baby Day parent dedication, you've taken the first steps in the spiritual formation of your child. But did you know that 85% of parents believe that they have the primary responsibility for the moral and spiritual development of their child? Yet 66% of those same parents admit to handing off that responsibility to their churches. As I said earlier, at New Life, the role of family and children's ministry is to partner with parents in that walk. We offer support and resources to help you build a strong spiritual family unit. You can participate in family fun nights, scheduled the fourth Saturday of every month, and spend time together playing and having fun as a family. You can serve together with opportunities for outreach, such as the Feed the Hungry event, packing meals for needy families, or making wreaths at Christmas and delivering them to shelters. It's a great way to teach and model the importance of serving. We have a family Bible study called What's in the Bible to take families through an interactive journey through the Bible, and we have parenting classes. As your child gets older, we have quarterly family challenges to help you share and experience God's Word with your children. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." In addition to the activities and resources we offer through the church, establish your own routines that become part of your family's expression of faith. In my home, our children are given allowances, not because they earn it, but just because. Sure, they have certain things they have to do around the house, but it's not a reward for doing chores. We've done it as a way to help them learn about stewardship. We've taught them that a third of their allowance immediately goes to God as offering, a third goes to savings, and a third can be spent however they want to spend it. What routines or activities will you establish in your home? What kind of family will you be? As part of your homework, I'd like to challenge you to select a Bible verse that embodies your family, sort of like a motto, that you write on the hearts of your children and refer to it often. It should be something that reflects the type of family you want to be. For our family, it's Joshua 24:15. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Serving others and honoring God through our service is the fiber that knits our family together. What will it be for your family? Take some time to think about it, pray about it, and then come up with the verse that best describes your family's values and character traits now or in the future. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday and appreciate your commitment to building a Christ-centered family. We're in this together.